number 11,026, Robert M. Clark and John M. Stahl, south of Road 277, Angola Road, east of Elmwood Avenue West, being lot 29 and half of lot 28 within Angola by the Bay Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening. My name is Adam Gerber. I'm here on behalf of the applicants, if I may.
Mr. Gerber, is your applicant here?
No, sir, there. The applicant is not here.
Mr. Sharp, do you remember?
Mr. Gerber, what the board will hear your presentation this evening, but it will be unable to render a decision based on that because we do not have the testimony of the applicant. It is the there's Delaware case law that says that attorney presentation does not constitute evidence upon which a board can render a decision. We will hear your presentation. If there are folks here that are for or against, we will hear their testimony as well, but just wanted to make you aware of that up front.
Thank you. And I do have the testimony of a real estate agent who is familiar with the property to offer as well, if that would suffice for the board.
As,
you can make a decision based on that testimony.
As long as it is a witness who is able to testify as to the application and the property, it does not have to be the applicant. It just needs to be someone with knowledge of the property and the circumstances surrounding it. So the board will entertain whatever witness you provide, and I leave it up to the board how they wish to proceed from there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. All right, you may proceed, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. This property is located at 23569 Elmwood Avenue in Angola by the Bay. The applicants are requesting a variance from the 20-foot rear setback to allow an existing home and a deck to remain where they're located. The applicants acquired this property in 1992. At that time, the home and deck were already in the same location where they sit today. I believe they were added sometime in the mid-80s, 85 or 86, as is shown by the attached in Exhibit C. There are attached some building permits. I apologize, they're very difficult to read, but the home and deck were placed in their existing locations in the mid-80s. The nonconformity here in this situation, as shown in Exhibit A, which is the survey, I believe is a result of an incorrect placement of an iron pipe. You'll see at the top right of the page on this survey here in Exhibit A, that there are actually two iron pipes sitting back in the back of the property. It is believed that this erroneous iron pipe was used to measure the setback from the back line. Now, of course, with GPS and new technologies, it is much easier to ascertain the exact property line. However, it's believed that this erroneous pipe was used for the measurements for the deck and actually the home in the mid-80s. This construction was not performed by the applicants. As I said, they acquired the property in 1992, at which time the home and the deck were already in their current location. Therefore, the applicants are asking for a minimal variance of 1.3 feet for the house itself and 1.6 feet for the deck. As I said, this is a unique situation that there are, in fact, two iron pipes sitting in the back that mark the property line. One, obviously, is incorrect. This variance is necessary to enable the applicants to convey clear title to the home. Without it, there is technically a nonconformity. As I said, the applicants did not create this difficulty themselves, and this variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it impair the use or development of the property. And on those factors, I would actually like to call Ms. Linda Bova, who is a real estate agent in the area.
I need to come up here, ma'am. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Linda Bova. My address is 33117 Gracie Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Can you raise your left hand? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Ms. Bova. First of all, let me just ask you, what is your occupation?
I am a broker at Sebova Associates.
And how long have you been a broker for Sebova Associates?
I've been in the real estate business for 15 years.
In what geographical area generally do you sell homes?
Sussex County.
And you're familiar with the general area of Sussex County?
Yes.
Is it reasonable to say you're an expert in real estate in Sussex County after 15 years?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the subdivision of Angola by the Bay?
Yes, I am.
I'd like to now ask you a couple questions specifically about the property at issue tonight at 23569 Elmwood Avenue. Have you had a chance to look over the survey for this property and the listing for this property?
I have.
Is it your opinion that if this variance is granted this evening, it will essentially alter the character of the neighborhood?
If they grant it.
Correct. If the variance is granted to allow the existing home and deck to remain in place, do you believe that will alter the essential character of this neighborhood?
I don't.
Not? Is that correct? Is that your answer? Do you believe that the home and the deck as they currently sit impair the use or development of the properties adjacent to this property?
I do not.
Would it, in your opinion, be a costly endeavor for the owners to remove a portion of the house and a portion of the deck to come into conformity with the existing?
Yes, it would be very costly.
And you said, I believe, that you were familiar with this neighborhood in general. Are you aware of any other variances that have been granted?
Yes.
Well, just to the best of your knowledge, do you know what those variances were for?
Sheds being within the setback lines, decks.
Something similar to this, okay. Do you have anything else you would like to add about this property?
I think that it won't change the neighborhood if you move the deck and the house. I think it's best to keep it the way it is. It won't hurt the home at all. Or the neighborhood.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Ms. Bova?
All right. Any questions for her?
No. You said there's a permit issued. What permit was that? I have two here for decks. So in other words, you have the permits for decks. One was approved in 85?
Yes, I believe that is correct. 85, and then there was another one in 80.
Is that the front one?
Honestly, I'm not sure exactly which one they
okay,
were. They were both in 85 and 8. The other one, I believe,
86 and 85.
Yeah. So either way, the decks were both put in before before the applicants acquired the property. So
okay.
It's not their doing.
Right. So I see the one was approved.
Yes.
And the other one's probably the rear that is in question here.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
You have a seat. Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I have one more.
Sure.
I guess the real estate agent would know this one also. Is the shower put on after that? Was it attached to the deck shower?
Yeah, that looks like it was after.
No, I just want to make sure that's included in whatever
the
decision
new, this
we
is
make.
A newer survey, so... The survey that was done previously in 86 on it, I think you have that. Okay.
Let me get that for you to show them.
It looks like the shower was added after 1986.
Okay. After.
Yes. This survey here doesn't show it on here. It shows
okay.
The deck and the house.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Rickard, is that it?
That's it.
Hey, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, Susan. Why was the fee waived on that one?
CO's issued.
That's my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because the CO being issued?
Because of CO.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, hearing no...
They couldn't determine what year was what, so...
That's what I was trying to get at.
I honestly don't know.
It was waived.
That's why it was waived.
Thank you for that. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I...
I'm sorry?
I do have a quick question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry to get you up and down so much. You heard Mr. Gerber talk about the fact that these, the dwelling and the deck were there prior to the applicant's purchasing the home. Is that your understanding
yes.
of what happened here as well?
Yes.
So is your belief that it was not created by the applicants, that these were in existence prior to their purchase?
Correct.
And is it also your understanding that the placement of the iron pipe was part of the problem there with perhaps the original survey and why this was not picked up beforehand?
I definitely think that's the case, especially with the new technology, and the pipes are basically touching each other on the paper. So it's hard to judge if it's really off a foot and 3 feet. It's hard to tell.
Okay. I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you again, ma'am. We're done. Okay. Yes, ma'am. There ain't no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to add that it was testified that only a 1.6-foot variance from the rear yard. It really should be a 4.2 because the steps need to be included.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay. Again, hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, there was 5 letters that the office received in favor of.
And 5 letters in favor and 1 here this evening. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the survey does show that the iron pipe in question, according to the survey, shows it 0.2 feet from the property corner. So not that that makes a whole lot of difference, but... Just for the
looking
record.
At that, it's not going to make any difference. They would right. still be in the violation.
They'd still need a variance.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, the chair will then entertain a motion on case number 11026.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to, based on the testimony of what would occur with the iron pipe, which wouldn't make any difference anyway, but... a CO has been issued on this, and I believe that for the following reasons that I'll recommend that we approve case number 11026 for the reasons there's uniqueness to the property, to the fact that there was 2 iron pipes
okay.
down the street.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't believe the difficulty was created by the applicant, and a variance will not, essentially affect the neighborhood.
Okay,
and the request of the variance is a minimum that can afford relief. I think that's so. I'd like to present that to the board.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 11026. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also.
Mr. Workman again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11026 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.